This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This is a healthy way for you to spend time, if I do say so myself, right? Good for your health. It's an important day because today, is National Kite Flying Day.
So when somebody says go fly a kite,
that's it.
It's in a nice way.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so going back to the 1200s, Marco Polo, the Italian explorer, brought a Chinese kite back with him to Italy. He was, imagine what it was like to travel in a ship in the 1200s, getting onto the sea and not really knowing where the heck you where you were going. Benjamin Franklin, best known as the world's most famous kite flyer, back in 1752, he basically discovered electricity. He knew what lightning was all about, and he used a kite to demonstrate the electrical nature of lightning. And then
it was a pretty iconic moment.
Yeah, it was, actually. Kites were used all through the 1800s for scientific research. And then if you go back 20 years ago, a kite runner, author Khaled Hosseini, published one of the most popular modern novels, The Kite Runner. I don't know what that novel is about. I never heard of it before. Do you know what that novel is about?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
I'm not familiar with it either. So, flash forward. Anyway, from kite flying to the balloon. And the fact that Joe Biden talked about it in his State of the Union address last night was not a stellar moment. That part of it, well, frankly, none of it was a stellar moment. I thought it was... What bits and pieces I've seen and what I've read about it, it just seems like it was a waste of everybody's time. I'm sure the Democrats feel wonderful, and you'll be watching MSNBC today and CNN, and they'll glorify the president did a magnificent job.
Yeah.
And the state of the country. Say it again, Jay?
It just added more division.
Yeah. So, and then the Republicans' response to the State of the Union, you talk about the decline of civility in politics. These guys haven't got a clue. They don't get the public message. Yeah, maybe there are hardcore Republicans and hardcore Democrats who love this. They think it's great sport. But the average American is sick of it. Sick of it. You're paying for what? What do we pay? We're paying this guy $400,000 a year to be the president of the United States. What the hell is he doing? He's a placeholder in the job. Kamala Harris is a horror show. You go back, Trump and his foolishness, and it just, we've allowed ourselves to make celebrities out of these people when in fact they are workers. They're running a business. And that ought to be, that's why I voted for Michael Bloomberg, because he knows how to run a business. Does he know, is he a great public speaker? No. But is that the most important part about being president? Joe Biden isn't a good speaker either, frankly. I guess he practiced over the weekend, so he didn't have his stutter. I feel badly, you know, it's too bad he's got a stutter. But in terms of him being a president and to be congratulated on that ridiculous speech last night, and then looking at Marjorie Taylor Greene and all of her ridiculousness.
Oh, yeah.
What's that MTV show called? Isn't it Ridiculous or Ridiculously?
Oh, Ridiculousness or something like that?
Yeah, the guy with the hat. Looks like a doofus, whoever he is. Huh?
But you made up a good point in our previous discussion that it should be not just the president giving updates on different things. We have all of these secretary of insert this and insert that, all of these heads of people that they should be giving their own updates.
Yeah.
And more people should be talking, and more people should be...
They're accountable.
Yes, exactly. And also, like, let's field some more questions, too. And I know that there are other point, like other times when you have people giving information and there is the media asking questions. But in any other business, because the government is a business, it is an industry.
Yep.
In any other business, when there are the group meetings of all of the managers and the heads of different divisions, you have them giving their own updates.
Report
not
in.
Just the president or the CEO giving everybody's updates. Why should the government be run any different?
Definitely. Shouldn't be run any differently. Jay for president! Da-da-da-da-da! So I'm looking at all these comments, the conversations. I'm looking for courteous ways of people topicalizing. Here's David, who says, so Joe's basically saying that it's okay for him to use the luxuries of the office, but he's not, you know, he's not doing anything that helps the average person. I mean, I'm sort of paraphrasing, but yeah, there's nothing in there for the average person, right? It's just huffing and puffing, and I'll blow your house down. If you know, that's why we mistrust the system. It really does. I mean, speaking of that, I was reading an overview of how the clinical trials are. This is something I'm going to talk to Ken Kronhaus this weekend on Good Day Health on his hour. Excuse me. About how the medical community does clinical trials. And this is something, when you look at the people who are represented in clinical trials, now, because it's Black History Month, an issue is being made of how many blacks are used in clinical trials. Is this important? Well, I guess it depends on how you define important. In a way, because the chemistry... I know this bothers people because the Genome Project proved that we were all the same. But our chemical makeup, how the chemicals are adjusted, we may be 99.69% all the same in our chemical makeup or what we're all about. But there are, we handle things differently. That's why some drugs work with some people and some drugs don't. That's why some people can drink six cans of beer and not be affected by it. And somebody like me takes a whiff of beer and you're knocked over.
Yeah. Or gluten intolerance. Or even look at breast cancer,
right,
where mainly it is women who get breast cancer, but it doesn't mean men don't get breast cancer.
They do.
It's so, just not at the same rate. Yeah.
Should they be represented in clinical trials for cancer drugs? And that's the question now that's being asked because of Black History Month. There's a diversity officer at one of the universities that's looking at clinical trials. And one of the things that's an issue, 80% of individuals involved in clinical trials are white. What does that mean? Well, there are whites represent 58% of our population. So I guess what this person is saying, and maybe it's true, it affects the care of people of color, different races, and that sort of thing. So Hispanics and blacks and other groups represent 42% of the population. And so if 80% of those people who are involved in trials for drugs are white and only 20% are from other groups, does that mean the drugs won't work because they haven't been tested on black people? I don't know. Blacks are 8% of participants. Let's see, but they're 13% of the population. Hispanics account for 11% of trials, 16% of the population. I'm just tired of this. Every time you can find, and that's the problem with Black History Month, that's the problem with Black America, White America, Hispanic America, we're killing ourselves by continually whining about this. There's a positive way of affecting this change, and there's a negative way. Whining and complaining doesn't make it. Doing something in the sense that, okay, I'm going to volunteer, and then maybe if you're black and they don't take you, maybe you make an issue out of that. But just to sit around and whine, I don't get it, frankly. The only people that pay attention to whiners are the news media. I don't think anybody else pays any attention to them. Are they making a good point? Yeah, they actually are making a good point. It ought to be a little bit more, as we do have a more diverse population, then you make it your business if you want the trial. See, the problem with all this stuff is much of the testing is done as window dressing. It's not really done because they want to make sure that everybody's going to be okay. They do it because the FDA asks them to. So really, it's up to the FDA to make sure that the people who are in these clinical trials, you know, these people in this administration all brag about their diversity and look around, you know, the smorgasbord of people that are serving in offices and blah, blah. Okay, that's good. If they're there because they're the right person for the job, not because the color of their skin is the right thing for the job, but are they, like the press secretary is ridiculously awful. She doesn't know how to put a sentence together. She's really terrible at going through anything other than what she thinks. Who cares what you think? You're there to report. It's like the news. It's like she came out of CNN or MSNBC or something. It's always what her opinion. No.
But I feel like that's a job that nobody seems to ever be good at. Name one press secretary that people actually liked.
Ron Nesson. You don't even know who he is.
No, when was that?
He was Nixon's press secretary. He was actually quite good. Because all the problems that Nixon had, Nesson was great at sort of filtering through and coming up with explanations that actually made sense. Even when he was lying about it, because Nixon was such a crook, after, you know, the Watergate stuff, he had to say with a straight face, well, this is what is going on in the White House. And yeah. But he presented things in a way that didn't, even though he was, they're there. What we don't understand, apparently, is they are there to present the president in the best light. What they ought to be there for is to present the news of the day from Washington or from the White House. That's what the press secretary is supposed to do, instead of trying to make his or her boss look good. That seems to have been washed away with time. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
You're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Franks. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Man, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, 23 after the hour now. My job, along with Jay Kirstner's, is to bring you celebrity news. Let's go to the social media desk, see what's trending. Jerry Lawler, the wrestler, rushed to the hospital after a medical emergency. We'll bring you up to date on what that emergency was right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS. Okay, so Jerry Lawler has been one of those wrestlers that was popular. He's a character in his own right.
Yeah.
I wonder, when you look at these guys and what they're going through, he's 73. Reminds me of the football players. These guys get beaten up. Their heads get crushed. They, you know, some of it's fake and some of it isn't.
Well, and that's the thing. They are truly doing these stunts. They're stunt actors in a way.
Yeah,
they're
stuntmen.
Doing these stunts.
Yeah.
It's all scripted. So it's not a real battle of who's going to win. They know who will win, but they are truly athletes. And Jerry Lawler, the king, a legend. He had a stroke and underwent surgery and everything, but this isn't his first stroke. He had a stroke back in 2018. He had a near-fatal cardiac arrest live on air back in 2012 during a Monday Night Raw episode.
Mm-hmm.
So he's definitely battling.
Yeah. He was at the Royal Rumble show last month. He was a commentator. You get down to the bottom line here. This is a very dangerous and ridiculous sport. The fact that people get so excited about it is something I don't, I sound like a hypocrite, because when I was in college, when I was a senior, I had a car, and all of my buddies and I went up to Cobo Hall in Detroit to watch Lord Leighton and Bobo Brazil and all the characters that were around in that day. I just have a ridiculously good time. It was just fun. But today it just seems so angry, all the yelling. The women are yelling, the men are yelling.
And it's almost more about the drama outside of the ring, and like the storylines. It's a soap opera. It's an athletic soap opera.
All right, here's the latest on Post Malone trying to ease fan concern over his weight loss. So what is he's happy, he says. He's on tour. A lot of folks have become concerned. I don't know that much about Post Malone. I'm going to give this one to you.
Well, this reminded me of a past conversation that we'd had regarding some other people. Who was it? Ivanka Trump recently.
Yeah.
People were commenting that she was too thin. And you even brought up the good point that so many people seem to focus on women rather than men. And here is one where fans are like, are you sick? Are you battling addiction? What's going on? You've lost so much weight. And he's like, I'm actually really happy and healthy. Like, nothing's amiss. And just goes to further say, maybe everybody should stop commenting on people's weight.
His father weighed in on his weight. Interestingly enough, his comment on a fan video, quote, healthiest he's been in years mentally and physically. So doesn't that sort of say it all? And to the rest of you, mind your own business, maybe. get a life. Take care of yourself. Don't worry about other people, not your responsibility. I realize it's so much fun to talk about other people to deflect from your own reality, but how about you focus on yourself, how to make yourself a better person physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, that kind of stuff. Hello. Preach. Ding, ding, ding. This is a good day program.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The State of the Union address by President Biden last night went as expected. Heckling a Biden, presumably by a Republican, blames Biden for the fentanyl deaths in America because of his border policies.
Fentanyl is killing more than 70,000 Americans a year. You got it.
Arkansas's Sarah Huckabee Sanders responds.
President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people. He is simply unfit to serve as commander-in-chief.
A United Airlines flight out of San Diego, California, heading for Newark, New Jersey, was forced to turn around and land after a passenger's external battery pack caught fire yesterday. At least 4 people are recovering after being injured from the fire that started about 10 minutes into the flight. The plane returned to San Diego. Lance Pry, USA News.
Every
day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, etc., whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. On the Doug Stephan Show, breaking news, Joe Biden speaks to the nation, wowie zowie, ain't it fine, and then Marilyn, what's her face, Marjorie Taylor Greene poses with a white balloon.
Then, just walking through the halls casually, it's just a white balloon, there's no hidden meaning.
And then Kevin McCarthy repeatedly shushes her during the State of the Union. It's an embarrassment. Why do you think? Is it? You need to have
these
some.
These are voted in
emotional,
politicians. People have picked them.
Yeah, you need to have some emotional help there, lady. What would be a good Valentine's present for Marjorie Taylor Greene? What do you think? If you're a guy and you think she's hot, she's single now. She divorced her husband. And so she's on the market.
Just attention. That's all she wants.
She needs
attention. Just attention. Give her attention.
All right. So maybe she wasn't breast.
Attention giving.
Yeah, right. Attention. Well, we all like attention. There's no question about that. Anyway, I was about to say something, and I edited myself.
And you stopped yourself? Huh?
I did, huh? As a matter of fact. Yes, I did. I stopped myself before.
You got enough out, though, that anybody heard. You could tell where you were going.
Okay. So, speaking of Valentine's Day, do we have our gifts all picked out? Here's somebody. This I can't imagine this is going to be something that women... the idea here is men get lost and lose out. That most of the gifts are for women. So would you get... What would happen if Ryan got you a Ring video doorbell for your house? Would you, for that Valentine's Day, would you think that was cool?
I would be thrown off because we have an agreement that we don't get things for each other for Valentine's.
Okay.
And I would actually be mad because I'd be like, if you had told me you were getting me something,
I'd get you something.
You something as well. And now I feel like a jerk for not getting you something.
But in terms of how romantic a ringing video doorbell is, I'm looking at a list. Who the hell wants
to give?
That's
something you need. You don't already have something.
I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. All right, a vegan cell phone body bag.
Huh? I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
A vegan cell phone body bag.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Going to need more information on this one.
Looks like it's made in China, not worth your time. Okay, let's see here. What is a bangle?
Like a bracelet?
Is that what it is? Okay.
A bangle or a big tiger? Yeah.
Would you you don't wear any jewelry, so I shouldn't be asking.
No,
you
I don't really like jewelry.
Yeah.
I used to wear earrings until I had my
charger?
Son, and he would try to rip my ears, so I stopped wearing.
Ah, lovely. Okay, black truffle hot sauce.
Oh yes, truff. Are you looking at truff? T-R-U-F-F.
Yeah, is that what
that
it is?
That was my push present. Yes.
Really?
Have you heard of push presents? Like
what's that?
The when a woman is giving birth to a baby or whatever, there's like this quote unquote push present, and a lot of people, it's typically jewelry or whatever. And my husband got me truffle hot sauce. That was my push present, and it's delicious. You put it on everything and anything. It is so good. And I thought push presents were a joke.
You
lose I was like,
me.
Do not get me anything until he got me this truffled hot sauce. And I was like, I love you so much.
Uh-huh. Okay. Super Bowl 2023. Is Tom Brady, I'm trying to get this straight. I was actually, where the heck was I last night? I was talking to somebody about this. Someone who knew something about, I had mentioned that he signed a $375 million deal with Fox, 10 years of commentary, et cetera, et cetera. So he's going to make as much money doing that, sitting on his, just talking about football as he is playing the game. So then the question is begged, will he be in the booth for the Fox coverage of the Super Bowl?
No. He says he's not going to do anything like that until the fall. He wants to enjoy life post-retirement with his family, see what that's like, and apparently will not be doing any commentary, won't be getting in any booths until the fall.
See, I think that's a mistake.
But we also know that he says one thing and then goes and does another.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll see.
Right. Why did he retire? I don't get it, frankly. I thought that he was doing well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
he'll come back for one season because, again, he's done this before. There's a joke going around on social media that he is retired because he doesn't want to do any off-season or preseason stuff, and then when it's time for the season, he'll come out of retirement.
Come back?
Season.
Oh. Okay. Well,
but
maybe
who is
that's
it, Kraft? Who is it that is like, I will shell out an ungodly amount of money for him to come back and just finish his career as a Patriot?
Oh. You mean somebody, a fan, somebody who's got a lot of money that
no,
wants to give the money?
Who owns the Pats? I'm totally blanking on the name.
Kraft.
Yes.
Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to have him come back and play?
He wants him to come back for one season and finish his career as a Patriot.
Oh, well, maybe he will. That's not a bad idea. The fans of Boston would love it.
I'm sure that's
it.
Something Vegas will start
love
to
do. Love it. Oh, my God. The fans here would go bananas. Yes. Right. There were four Supreme Court justices who didn't go to the State of the Union because they're politically, I guess, I'm looking for a reason. Normally, everybody who's anybody wants to sit in the front row, but they these four opted against attending the State of the Union address, and so there were five there. I think that's Bush League, too. More politics, just Bush League. Bush League. AOC was becoming ridiculous, the same as Marjorie Taylor Greene. They had the two of them sit next to each other or put them in the basement. Isn't that? Or remember when we were in elementary school and you had outbursts, they put you in the what we had. We called them the cloakroom, where you hung all of your, you go in and take your coat off and hang your lunch bucket. Yeah, it's a closet. I know.
We just had to stand on the wall at recess for 5 minutes. Like the first 5 minutes of recess, you just had to stand against a wall. And then we were able to go play. That was our stuff.
Mm-hmm. Huh. The lawyers for Donald Trump have suggested that he blame his wife for the problem with Stormy Daniels. It was up to her to pay Stormy Daniels.
Stop it.
Unbelievable. Is it when you think it couldn't be any more ridiculous? There it is.
I don't even care if that's real or fake. That's just funny.
Yeah. China is angry at the U.S. now. Really? Where's the bulletin?
We broke their toy.
I talk about something that's laughable. China is angry at the U.S. for blasting its spy balloon out of the sky. Anyway, the thing that I got a kick out of is the guy listening to the audio from the pilot, the jet pilot that shot down. Did you hear that, the audio? When he had when he shot the balloon down, I can't replicate it. Maybe, James, if you get a couple of minutes, if you can find the audio from the pilot of the plane that shot down the balloon and what he said. It sounded like he was a kid playing a video game. But if you can find it, it would be kind of cool if you didn't hear it.
Was he audibly going, pew, pew, pew?
Well, no, but he just sounded like a... He just sounded like he was playing and it was fun. Mm-hmm. Mitt Romney, after the State of the Union last night, was being interviewed, and he didn't want to talk about Biden. He didn't want to talk about the Republicans. He wanted to talk about George Santos and what a ridiculous reality. Romney describes him as a sick puppy, which I would agree. I like Mitt Romney. He was governor of Massachusetts. I liked him a lot. I think he's measured. I think he has the right temperature. I wish the heck he'd run for president because I think he'd make a good one. Anyway, apparently he and Santos ran into each other before the State of the Union address. And somehow or other, he told him that he shouldn't be in Congress. Okay, you walk up to somebody and recognizes him. You're an embarrassment to our party. You shouldn't be in Congress. You're a sick puppy. You should go home. That's basically what Mitt Romney said as they were walking into the chamber. Which I thought was, I think that's appropriate. I think he is a sick puppy. I don't think he should be there. What do you do to get rid of him? I don't know what you do to get rid of him, but he is certainly described by one person as a truth-challenged congressman. You think?
That is like a spin.
So he positioned himself. You didn't watch it. I didn't really watch. I've seen some of the clips of it. Mm-hmm. So I see him sitting. He maneuvered himself into a seat so that he was sitting on the edge, in the center aisle, in the last seat. When people sit there, they want to shake hands with the president.
Mm-hmm.
And so he occupied that seat. Can you imagine Joe Biden or anybody shaking hands and what the news media would make of that? The optics of him just shaking his hand? No.
Oh, yeah, the spin of what that photo would
be. Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway, somebody, the ABC news producer who had the closest microphone to a couple of people who were sitting behind Santos. One congressman said, quote unquote, "What an asshole." I don't know whether, James, you're going to edit that out or not.
Can you say that on air?
I don't know.
There's a jump button.
Yeah. Well, if you hit it, he dumped it. It's okay. Anyway, it's just, it's just a circus. There's nothing being done. It's a circus there. Ay, 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 ay. All right, anyway. Here's the Tennessee story from Laverne. Is that how you pronounce it? I asked you earlier. Laverne?
Mm-hmm.
Laverne. You say this is just near Nashville, right, this town?
Yeah, it's one of the suburbs of Nashville. Yeah.
Yep.
It's this has been a whole big thing with the sex scandal and the one officer who has been pretty much sleeping with all the other officers. And a couple officers apparently were in open marriages. This was allowed. She was on the edge of divorce. She was not in an open marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, like, she just kind of went off the handle, and most of these escapades happened off duty outside of the station. Not all of them.
So were they with the chief or just other members of the department? She was just working her way through the department, I think.
Yeah, kind of working her way through the department, and nobody really did anything.
But the chief, his name is Chip Davis, was aware of what was going on, and he got fired yesterday because
this police department became a laughingstock of the town.
Yeah,
of the city.
A laughingstock. Right. Ridiculous. All right. But then there are people listening. Boy, I wish I was a policeman there. Okay, 48 after the hour.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSync. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel.
Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, 53 after the hour. Chuck Curry is not here today. Doug and Jay work our way through some of the things affecting what you see, whether it's in the movies or video at home, streaming, etc., etc., etc. The new movie from Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon called Your Place or Mine, kind of a cute, really interesting idea. She's how much older than him? Would you say 10 years? He's 45. Matter of fact, I think his birthday was yesterday. He's 45.
Wait, you think Reese Witherspoon's in her 50s?
Yeah,
they're about the same age. They're
are they?
The same age. Yeah.
I saw a preview for this.
It looks so cute.
They're
like former exes that ended up becoming best friends, and then they swap places. And of course, I'm sure this is spoiler alert, but I'm sure there's some kind of rekindled romance because it's a rom com after all. This is the movie that they've been promoting where people have been talking about them looking so awkward on the red carpet together. Reese Witherspoon is actually friends with Mila Kunis, who's married to Ashton Kutcher, and they're very close. And she said it was a lot of fun getting to know her friends, her close friends, significant other, more so. And they were worried about if they had the arm around her, there'd always be these
affair
rumors.
Think about that.
But then I went to the other side where people were like, they hate each other. There's been conflict. They probably had conflicts off on the set when they weren't filming and all this stuff. And he's like, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. And they just looked awkward in the poses on the red carpet, that even Mila Kunis texted them in a group text, texted both of them. And she's like, you guys need to knock it off. Like, you look super weird. Can you just act normal?
Well, you know what it reminded me of? That Justin Timberlake event a couple of years ago when he was on the balcony half drunk with his co-star.
Yeah.
That's what that reminded me of.
And when you see the photo of it, it looks like he's getting handsy with her, like under the table. Yeah. But then you see the actual video, and it was a split second where she was like, you need water. And she gets up and goes and gets some water than other people. Like, there were more people on this balcony. It wasn't just the two of them.
Yeah, right. There's much ado about nothing. All right, so speaking of rom-coms, there's another one coming out this week. called, it's the third of the Magic Mike movies. This one has Selma Hayek. I did not see the other two because they didn't appeal to me. I watched the trailer. I'm seeing this one.
Yeah, this one looks like it's so much better.
Yeah, right. And their roles, are they sexualized? Selma Hayek is very sexual, very appealing. I know that women think that Channing Tatum is kind of a hunk. So this is, you know, and actually he was a dancer before he became an actor.
Yeah, this was a stripper. Mm-hmm.
That's how it all happened, right. And there's a line, and there's a, when I was watching the preview, I got a kick out of this. There's a woman walks up to him and says, aren't you a policeman? And he, one of the things that these guys do apparently is dress as a policeman when they go to do their dancing, whatever it is. What do you, would you call it?
Stripping.
It's stripping, yeah. So he wears the outfit. And she said, she said, yes, I remember you. You're a policeman. And he looks at her and smiles and says, I let you off with a warning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know,
it's cute. It is cute. Like a lot of fun. And
yes.
Selma Hayek is actually speaking out about back in the 90s where she was pretty much typecast as the sex pot. She was, yeah. Her characters were not allowed to be funny. She wasn't allowed to be smart. They would not cast her in comedies. But she was in, what was the one, Fools Rush In with Matthew Perry. And
yeah.
There were some funny moments, but he had more of the humor. But in Grown Ups, with
she
Adam
was
Taylor,
the wife.
She has great comedy moments.
She had moments. She was in with Samuel L. Jackson, and who is the bodyguard?
Oh, the hitman's, yeah, the hitman's yeah. bodyguard, and then the
wife.
Wife's bodyguard.
Yeah, that was a fun movie. It was, mm-hmm. And she proved her chops. She's good action. Hero anyway, so okay, now speaking of Reese Witherspoon, Legally Blonde 3 needs another star, and so what is the they're talking about who needs to come back. Reese Witherspoon says she's in, but who is the person that they're concerned about? I didn't see the movie, so I don't really know. Is it Jennifer Coolidge? Is that who they're talking about?
Yeah. Jennifer Coolidge played Paulette in the first one and the second one. And Reese Witherspoon is saying that there's no third film without Jennifer Coolidge. There's no third film without
she,
Paulette.
Everybody's talking about her. With
oh,
that
fantastic.
Being the White Lotus. She's from Boston, mm-hmm. and apparently is quite a sexpot. For, you
oh,
know,
she was
for,
Stifler's mom in the American Pie series or
yeah.
films, and she's fantastic.
Yeah, she's a very interesting image, to be sure. All right, so there's the update as far as what to see at the movies. A couple of good ones coming out this weekend, it looks like, if you're into romantic comedies, and I kind of like those. It's a lot of fun going to those by yourself. That's the byword. Okay, let's check it out here at 59 after. This is Good Day.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.